Joy Tactics.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mr. Eric. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you, man. Jack.
I know this has been a rough year for you, but let's just celebrate just for today. Just for today, let's celebrate.
I just need a few hours of just forgetting that the world is happening around me, all my things happening in my life are happening, and I just want to have a good time. I want to forget. Today, I want to forget. Please.
And are you guys doing a bit, or is it really your birthday? Because I can't, I won't be fooled again.
Dude, as they say. Really, for real. Look at me. It's my birthday, man.
All right. All right. I looked at you. So if you're lying, I'm going to be coming for you. But
I respect that.
Joke's on me if this isn't true, but happy birthday, man.
I totally respect that.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Anybody who's listening,
go.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to all the listeners, honestly.
Yeah.
Throughout the year. I got about 4.5 last night, hours.
Wow.
Why is that?
Well, we just finished Nate's most amazing short film.
Oh, my God.
Rap party?
That's right.
Eric, what's your demeanor at the rap party?
Well, you saw how social I was being, right?
Honestly, Eric, there was a moment that was like... You were comically holding court where, like, everyone was kind of, like, looking at you, like, kind of, like, Greek chorus, and you were just, like, telling stories, making everyone crack up, like.
Here's what happens. Like, last night, it was, like, me, Harris, Mel, and Maddie. Shout out to all of them. Amazing people in our lives. And I just hit the Zen, and the Zen was coming up like this, up, up, up. And I was, like, telling a long story about my former manager at one of my companies, like, way too long. Like, I was halfway through and the Zoom was coming down. I was like, I don't need to be telling the story, but I was too deep.
During the story, I crashed and came down and went through withdrawal.
Yeah, man,
that's a birthday story for sure.
That's right, Jack. I love the hat, man.
Do you think so?
Well, does it have sides to it? Oh, no, that's headphones.
These are headphones, yeah, underneath it.
There's no flaps.
Does this count?
No, what is that? Oh, the top flap.
No. Right. No, there's no flaps. Sorry about that.
If you had a sniper, that would be, you would be, yeah, the ghost
the aquamarine assassin.
The ghost of Martha's Vineyard.
The blue military wizard. Well, look, dude, because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
What I'm wearing, man.
Oh, all blue with it? Oh, capybara, bro. You know I'm embracing that now, right? And I'm not offended by that. You know that I like that. You bought the shirt? You legit bought the shirt?
No, this is a crazy coincidence.
It's in the crib?
No.
This is just in the crib.
Damn.
It's a busted shirt.
Capybara.
Capybara. Baria. Wow.
You should invent a hat that has headphones attached to the hat. You know what I'm saying? A flat bill with headphones.
Certainly this exists, right?
Certainly.
You'd think so.
Headphone hat. Watch this. I'm going to search this. Headphone hat. It legit... looks like exactly... Like, Jack, you need this, bro. Check this out.
All right, yeah, let's see this.
And yeah, we'll be posting this affiliate link.
Affiliate link. We got to get into affiliate links.
We need affiliate links now. Okay, check that out. You see that, right?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh, this is exactly
what's going on back there.
That's kind of fucking Jack. Sick.
Oh, okay, there's zero difference between what Jack has on his head right now and what we're looking at.
And they're charging list price $64, their price $59.90. That's a racket, bro.
Shout out to markertech.com, dude. Mm-hmm. America's broadcast supply house.
Well, I need me a KTech KSH2 Stingray sun hat.
Oh, is that the KSH2 that you're wearing? Hey, man. Oh, you got the one with the cape on the back of the hat with the cape on it and the headphones going through the top? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, good to see
that's
you.
That's right.
Okay.
I legit need this for walking bubbles, bro.
Yeah, protect the back of the neck. Protect
my neck that's going to be featured pretty prominently on Peacock.
The neck bussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! The neck bussy.
We're coming up on the premiere date, right? It's the premiere date has dropped. And when is it, Eric? For the paper.
Just put it this way: September 4th. Nothing will be the same.
Nothing will be the same.
I think it'll be fun.
I can't, dude. People are gonna be so. The patrons are gonna be so fucking stoked.
And Steve Carell, by the way, is about to be a fucking enemy because he's going to be jealous when he sees
what
the next generation was able to do.
That's right. Wait, someone said that I called him David Carell on a recent podcast. I think they must have misheard me because I would never misspeak his name.
Right.
He's a hero of mine.
Yeah, maybe Dave Carell, but David is a leg too far.
Leg too far, bro.
When I live in Chicago, I live below a framing shop, and the business owner was also a pastor that would host a Sunday church service every Sunday. And there would be like three people in the congregation in the frame shop. And he had a sort of like a cock eye, and he was like an older guy, maybe like in his like 60s. And he like, I would come down and he would get my mail sometimes, like would come to the frame shop. So I would chat with him, you know, every couple times a week. And he would say every day that he watches David Colbert, like he was obsessed with, he would watch it every night, but he never, like his name is everywhere on that show. But he would be like, dude, I was watching David Colbert last night. You got to get on that show, man. David, like, he was like referencing like specific things from the show, but he could never get his name right. And it's everywhere. They say Stephen Colbert like probably like 20 times throughout the show in text.
Man, Jack, remember when we used to live across from that church in Bed-Stuy?
Let's see. Yeah.
And I would have these hangovers and then Okay, bro, this won't get us demonetized, right?
Go ahead.
The new fucking Bieber album, Swag. Have you guys listened to the last song in there? There's a lot to talk about here, but the last song, this is kind of like what the church across from us sounded like in Bed-Stuy, I felt like. Listen to this. You came from heaven to earth to show me. To the cross, my sinful debt to pay.
Eric's already off book on the Justin Bieber album. That's what I'm learning.
Isn't that good? That's a bro. You, I know you come from the Judaist faith, Judaish faith, but that's a classic Christian song. So I knew that already.
I love Christian. I'm so jealous of Christian music. That shit is amazing.
Doesn't it sound fucking good though, bro?
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounded weird and coming through the phone, through the Zoom call, but it maybe it sounded cooler.
Yo, we are all three going to an arena to see Justin Bieber live on this next fucking, on the Swag fucking international global tour.
I'm not kidding you. I think we're closer to his orbit than we can imagine. And you laugh, but I'm serious, bro.
We couldn't be farther away
from
him.
That's not true, man. Listen.
Veronica knows him.
Veronica knows him, and guess what? Yeah, there's a producer on that album, right? Named Knox Fortune. Yeah. Guess what? I know him. Okay? Okay? Wow. And he owes me multiple favors.
You need to be dead weight in the studio session so badly. Like just somebody who's just in there eating
in a K-hole.
Like takeout in a K-hole.
Asking them to turn the AC up higher.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hot in here.
Hot as fuck, right? Going on ChatGPT to see if I'm dying. Talking out loud to chat the female ChatGPT AI voice companion. Is this
telling
normal?
Telling Rick Rubin about the paper.
Hey man. Giving him a Peacock login. Wow. But seriously, congrats, Justin. You surprised us all. McGee, you know, McGee's up on that, right?
McGee. I heard.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.